Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number for about 30 minutes from now is 866-4. You can go ahead and call if you got any questions about nutrition and beauty and health if you want to right now, 866-444-3478. I have a guest right now, though. She's been with me before. You may remember Kat James. She's the author of The Truth About Beauty, and she overcame a 12-year heroin-like addiction to food and a slew of other diseases, and now she's an expert on how to be healthy. The book is really great. I highly recommend it, and we're going to tell you about a special way to get it here in just a little bit. Kat, welcome.
Great to be here, Howard. Thank you.
How you been?
Great. How about you?
Oh, good. I've recommended your book to a lot of people, and this nutrition thing continues to become a bigger part of what we deal with here on our show. We really deal with not just organic gardening and farming and ranching, but natural, organic, healthy living. It's all related.
Such a primal connection with those things. Yep.
What's new in the world? I know we're going to talk about the probiotics being a real important part of it, but since we visited, has anything really changed in what you recommend, or is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, my perspective, you know, even though it was my health crisis came about 20 years ago, and I often talk about my inner ecology not having been there, and I know we both agree that's just such a huge part, not only the health of the soil, but the human being, and that was a beginning to what could have been the end for me. And it's 20 years that since I recovered in so many different ways, but I'm still learning the aspects of why I recovered the way I did, and also why the people that I work with are recovering in those ways as well. And so those connections that I'm learning are still unfolding. So it all remains very new because I continue to work with people and help people, but now I understand more even what happened to me. And so there is a lot of highlighting lately of the brain connection in the gut and how our inner ecology affects the brain. And there are so many ways that the brain impacted my transformation. And whether someone looks at what their skin is doing or what their body is doing, how it's changing its shape, it's incredible not only that the brain plays a part in so many aspects, but why the brain is affected so much by the gut. And so that is something that's definitely evolving, as I know you know.
Well, I guess it must drive you crazy even more than it does me to hear, in some cases, government agencies and in a lot of cases, big corporations with advertising and everything recommend some of the things that you and I try to get people to stay away from, like high fructose corn syrup.
Sure.
and the artificial sweeteners. And I guess the biggest change for me, and I wanted to talk to you about it a little bit, is the recommendation of eating a lot of grains. I've really become a fan of another book called Wheat Belly. Have mm-hmm. you read that book?
I haven't, but something tells me that it will cover a lot of things I've been talking about for 15 years.
It does. It covers exactly the same thing. It just comes at it from a little bit different point of view. And a lot of people still think that – well, I'll tell you an interesting conversation I'm having right now. My yoga teacher, who is a terrific young fella, is not only a vegetarian but a vegan. And I talked to some of the other yoga people about it. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and there tends to be a consistency there, thinking that meat fats and everything is bad. I worry about people like that being able to get some of the fatty acids and the things that are so important.
Definitely. I mean, what's we could go in so many directions. But as far as, let's just address the grain thing for a minute. There's also, as you know, and probably have spent as much time talking about as anyone, the what happens when we introduce, GMOs, genetic modification, to grains as well. But what we do know, and Jeffrey Smith's new film Genetic Roulette,
right,
is that there's a leaky gut component. So again, it's affecting the gut, and a possibility that some of these pesticides that are coupled with these genetically modified seeds can actually cause a production potentially of pesticides in the human gut. And so there's more than just, I can just tell you, the minute grain leaves anybody, even their allergies, many people aren't even sensitive to dairy once the grain is gone. And the stomach seems to return to its correct operations. And as long as you don't have too much caffeine or things that are acidifying to the gut, then the IBS goes away, the stomach pains, the acid reflux goes away. So number one, you need to have the good balance of good bacteria to bad bacteria, and that's, without that, you can't go forward in any of your therapies. But it's incredible on the grain piece that it's a double whammy. I think that grains in the first place, I observe most of the people, even people who've done Eat Right for Your Type and are told they can do grains, you remove them, and I'm talking immediate, massive, positive changes across the board.
Well, there's, like you said, there's so many things for us to talk about here. Those people that are vegetarians and vegans tend to use soy as a big part of their diet, and that's scary too, isn't it?
Very scary. And those who, especially the processed soy, a large amount of soy, and so that's not good. And I'll tell you how these things affect what we classically think of as beauty. I had one woman that I worked with who had kind of this crepiness under her eyes and abdomen distension, two things that I think qualify as beauty problems.
Yeah.
She cuts out the soy, immediately gone, and she'd had those things for so long that she thought they were just a part of her genetics. And so there's so many people are allergic to soy, and it's just, I don't see anything that it does that other things wouldn't do more. But on the meat piece, as we know, that pastured, grass-fed meats have a very similar, if not better, fatty acid profile than, say, farm-raised fish, comparable one to wild fish. But you also have the cholesterol phobia, and we're learning what is there that can be proven that is negative even about LDL. There's a component called VLDL, which is the very low density, the smallest particles. Well, you research that, and you find out that those are more prevalent in the presence of inflammation caused by, you guessed it, sugar and cheap vegetable oils, and also in the presence of high triglycerides. And what gives you high triglycerides? Eating things that rapidly turn to sugar, which I've
found. Like corn and wheat and things like that.
Yep, and it's some things that, everyone has a different threshold at which their what they've consumed turns to sugar. And so someone who's always been lanky and healthy, didn't have sodas as a kid, and has healthy parents, is going to have a very different threshold for having their blood sugar spike than someone who has the issues I had with food, eating disorder, or even just trouble with weight or trouble with energy in the afternoon, or someone who doesn't sleep. They have a much more vulnerable metabolism.
Well, one of the things that is probably the worst thing you can do is eating the wrong kind of fats. And I really get in a lot of debates about that because I recommend coconut oil now, and I'm sure you probably do too.
Mm-hmm.
I even had one of our great friends, the people that make the Bragg vinegar, jump on me about it. They didn't agree with me at all when I did a newsletter about it, saying that it was bad for your cholesterol and it was saturated. And I was really surprised.
No, that's incredible.
Yeah.
If it's adulterated, and some coconut oils are, you really, as you and well, I sure, both know, you sure. have to look for virgin. But if you get the refined, which is even sold, you know, over even by some, you know, companies that are known for healthy stuff, then you run that risk. But it's incredible for your metabolism. It'll actually raise your body temperature a bit to have a couple of tablespoons. It's great for people with low thyroid, which is really, frankly, probably most women.
Plus, it tastes good.
It tastes good. And I make peppermint patties out of it, Howard. So it's kind of, they taste like, you know, from your childhood, the peppermint patties, and it's not hard to do.
We're going to take a break in a minute, and then we'll come back and talk about some of these other things, but including the probiotics, which, you know, is something that you and I are really, really big on.
Yeah.
But I want to talk also before we leave about artificial sweeteners. I think that mm-hmm. some of my golf buddies and a lot of people I know tend to think that that's a good thing to do instead of real sugar.
Right.
And so let's address that. And anything else you want to bring up? This is Kat James. She's the author of a great book. It's called The Truth About Beauty. We'll tell you how to get a copy and a great overall deal when I come back as well. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Howard Garrett back right after this. Dogs. My dogs give me a laugh every day. I hope yours do too. I really like cats as well, but we don't have them because of allergies. My wife has. But in both cases, I have a recommendation for you. It's Munster Natural Pet Foods. There are high-quality ingredients in all these products. There are no toxic preservatives. The highest quality ingredients include prebiotics and L-carnitine and some things that I've been recommending a long time. They're quite rare. Some of the products contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact MunsterMilling.com and find out how to get the products into your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Doctor of Heroes Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you, and Kat James is visiting with me this morning, and delighted to have her again. The Truth About Beauty is the book. Kat, just let's do real quick on artificial sweeteners, and sure. Then I want to ask you about Crohn's, and then we'll get into if people aren't going to eat as healthy as you and I recommend, what other things can they do at least to start moving that direction? What about artificial sweeteners?
Sure. Well, we can address both aspartame, which some people are still using. Splenda seems to be more prominent in sodas, sugar-free sodas, et cetera. Well, the aspartame issue is that it causes a buildup of a type of alcohol that is normally, they say, you know, it's no different than the sugars in fruit and milk, and those have built in a way, natural ethanol that seems to counter these other unnatural buildups, and so you get neurological and sometimes vision complaints. Those are the most often things that are most often complained about with aspartame. With Splenda, there was in the tests thymus gland shrinkage and kidney swelling, and there was no on both of these. Never long term enough investigation . And certainly, in some cases, things that were ignored. And so Splenda also, you're going to see it on the label as sucralose. It just closely resembles chemicals that have a history of toxicity in the body.
Plus, they actually don't help you lose weight, do they?
That's right. And there have been older studies, and now there's another new study just in the last couple of weeks that was reported confirming there was no weight loss. That's possibly because some of these actually lower serotonin. When you lower serotonin, we turn to food more. But I also want to say that in the natural product stores and health food stores, you'll find some of these, but you also have to watch out in your protein powders, for example, for acesulfame K, which cause tumor growth. So acesulfame potassium is another way it's listed. So it's important to instead just reach for, there's debittered stevia, stevias that don't taste bitter. There's erythritol, there's xylitol, there's Lohan. There are all sorts of great things to do instead. And what people don't believe is that you can create things, desserts, candies, buy ready-made candies with xylitol, for example, that taste exactly as if they were sweetened with the sugar people are used to.
And there's honey also.
That's right. And honey, again, for, you know, for healthy people, won't spike their blood sugar much, but it can be a problem for people who are more more challenged.
Sure, sure. Crohn's, if people have Crohn's, can taking the O'Hara's probiotics as a simple first step be any benefit?
Yeah, I think that the minimum is that you stop the great sugar assaults.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are both things. What taking the probiotic and why it's important to take, I'm just going to say Dr. O'Hara's because I can objectively say that there's not another that has been fermented in its own food source. And so once you take a standard or a typical probiotic, you know that often you're reaching for something that's been separated from its food source that hasn't been fermented for 3 years in seasonal temperatures. Therefore, you know that it's the hardiest strains. And, of course, there are unique strains in the Dr. O'Hara's, the TH10 strain, which was tested against all of the other or many other lactic acid bacteria, nothing even compared in strength. So that's why we're talking about that particular
one. Well, we're big fans. My wife has lost weight. Very directly related to it. I think it's a very important part of the thing. Let's talk how to get your book and really a very special deal. You can get a free copy of Kat James' book, The Truth About Beauty, and I highly recommend it. I think it's a wonderful book.
Thank you.
If you order two boxes, 60 count of the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or propolis, either one, which is another great product, and I recommend that you do it anyway, so it's a great way to get two really good products. The telephone number is 866, and I'll give it a couple more times after we leave here. It's 866-999-3006. Let's talk about drinking water. Do you like people to drink a lot of water?
Yeah, but what is underplayed is that once you stop eating a lot of grains and dehydrated, crunchy, munchy, you know, this and that, and you start eating things, for example, in my book I talk about a meal salad, you start eating things that aren't overcooked, and you want to have a good amount of raw, but that it's people associate raw with, oh, I'm going to be deprived, certainly not the people that are into it. But, and this is not a raw food book per se, but a large percentage of it is. And once you stop eating a lot of grain food and a lot of nothing food, you know, a lot of bread and things like that, you actually get a lot more hydration from your food. So it does matter. It does count what you're eating. You know, if you're having a raw grass-fed cheese, for example, that's much more hydrating than, you know, Parmesan cheese on top of your popcorn. But
all right.
It's so, yes, I'm into the consumption of water. You want good water, you know, mineral water, and making sure that it's pure. That's a very big emphasis at the beginning of my book.
Kat, I'm going to have to run. I got a ton of people wanting to talk gardening questions and everything else. It's delightful to have you on again. I'd love to get together sometime, and maybe
Absolutely.
We can do a seminar for our members and really give people more time to visit with you and all that.
You bet. It was my pleasure, Howard.
Thank you very much, Kat. That's Kat James, and she is just a terrific author. Again, the book you can get for free if you make a special order. The number is 866-999-3006 to order the probiotics, which I recommend highly, Dr. O'Hara's, and get her book along with the ride. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Dr. Dilip Joseph, quote, will soon be rejoining his family and loved ones. The American doctor abducted by the Taliban 5 days ago was freed by joint coalition forces early this morning. Cairo's liberal opposition calling for more protests in Egypt despite concessions made by the president. Mohamed Morsi met one of the opposition's demands yesterday, annulling his November 22nd decrees that gave him near unrestricted power. The company that owns the radio station behind a prank call about the Duchess of Cambridge's pregnancy says it's reviewing its broadcast practices. Concern is that a nurse that took that call has turned up dead. Some fear it was a suicide. And Johnny Football can now be called Mr. Heisman. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel becoming the first freshman to win college football's most coveted trophy last night. This is SRN News.
Science has proven probiotics to be beneficial to our health in many ways. By introducing these friendly bacteria into the digestive tract, you can make the environment unfriendly to the harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, and chlorinated water can all negatively impact our bacterial balance and result in digestive distress, fatigue, and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Look.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Duke was just too much for Temple in a matchup of unbeaten teams at East Rutherford, New Jersey. Seth Curry made 5 of 9 three-point attempts and scored a game-high 23 points while helping the third-ranked Blue Devils to a 90-67 victory over the Owls. Curry talked about their week-long layoff since their last game.
I think it's so pretty mature. We were all for a week and came out and played with the same aggressiveness, the same way we've been playing these first few weeks of the season. And we knew we had a good team and this team could beat us, so we had to come out here and play well.
Cody Zeller had 19 points. And number one Indiana routed Central Connecticut State 169. The Hoosiers 9-0. The Wolverines also 9-0. Third-ranked Michigan beat Arkansas 80-67. It was fourth-ranked Syracuse going to 8-0 with a 108-56 pounding of Monmouth, New Jersey. Number five Louisville shot 56% for the field while crushing Missouri, Kansas City 99-47. Seventh-ranked Ohio State beat Long Beach State 89-55. It was eighth-ranked Arizona 66, Clemson 54. This is SRN Sports. Navy held off Army 17-13 to hook an anchor to the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Midshipman and receiver Brandon Turner says the game is all about
not letting your brothers down, man, and just having that opportunity to bring the CIC back. It was just awesome. I'm telling you, this is the best I've ever felt after winning a football game.
Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel became the first freshman to win college football's most coveted trophy, the Heisman.
I didn't believe it. I almost didn't think that it was real. I felt my heart like beating out to right here, and I was really wondering on TV if you could see my shirt moving. I don't know if anybody caught that, but I was really, really nervous.
In the NBA, the LA Clippers beat Phoenix 117-99. It was San Antonio 132, Charlotte 102, Miami 106, New Orleans 90. Boston 92, Philadelphia 79, Atlanta 93, Memphis 83, Dallas 116, Houston 109, Chicago 93, New York 85, Golden State 101, Washington 97, Detroit 104, Cleveland 97, Sacramento 99, Portland 80. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. One more time for you. If you would like to get into using the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which our family does and I recommend it very highly, I couldn't say enough good about it. You get two boxes and tell them just calling this number is really all you need to do. 866-999-3006. You'll get the book, The Truth About Beauty, free with that order. So it's not really expensive to do at all, and the benefits are pretty incredible. Ruth in Fort Worth next up. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. I got in on the very last of your program last week, and you were talking about Christmas trees, living Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
And I was at Target 4 or 5 years ago, and on a clearance table, they had these two little straggly trees that looked like they were on their last leg, and I bought those. And they are Austrian stone pine, and now I have one about 15 feet tall, and the other's about 6 feet tall, and I love Austrian stone pine.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, Ruth, because that's not a tree that I know. There's an Italian stone pine, and there's an Austrian pine.
I don't know which this is, but it's great. It may be the Italian. I don't know.
Well, when you bought it, did it have pretty short needles that were kind of a light grayish green, and then as it started to grow, they got longer and darker?
That is it.
Okay, that's Italian stone pine.
I got the wrong name.
Yeah. Austrian pine is another pine that's pretty good, but the Italian stone pine is my favorite. If you get my newsletter, and if you sounds like maybe you don't, you can get it.
I do.
Okay, well, it covered all those different trees in that last newsletter.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked. My computer's down, so.
Okay. Well, that's a good tree. It'll grow in almost any soil. It'll grow across the country, and it is just a very unique little tree. It's good for a Christmas tree, and then it's great to have, as a permanent tree in your yard.
And it grows fast. My goodness, I can't believe they're as big as they are.
Yeah, they're not bad at all as far as the speed that they grow. We don't want them to grow too fast, but they have a nice growth rate.
Yeah, and another thing I need to ask you is, what are we going to do in Fort Worth for a tree care company since more don't come over here anymore?
Well, we're dealing with that all the time. They still do, and I was talking with the owner the other day about that whole issue, and they are going to continue to go farther out. They were trying to limit the geographical location, but they do they are going to require that you buy a whole day's worth of work if they're going to travel some distance.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, on the other hand, trying to work with other people. There's some new companies coming on and some others that are kind of shifting over into the natural organic approach, and you'll be hearing me talk about all those as we go. We'll get it taken care of. It's just going to be a little bit of change in the way things operate here for a while.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ruth.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Bye.
It's Daryl the Snake Man next. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing good.
Quick question. First of all, has to do with probiotics, and it's because of an email pitch I got for a new product that was a chewable, and it includes, lots of different kinds of bacillus, and but they're saying the claim, which is the only thing I'm questioning, my question is about, is that you don't get the full effect of your probiotic without digestive enzymes. And so, of course, their pitch with this product was they put them both in the chewable. But, I mean, digestive enzymes are certainly available elsewhere. My question is, has this ever even been brought up with you, and what do you think?
No, because all that's built into the Dr. O'Hara's products. Is that product, do you have to keep it refrigerated? Or do they recommend?
I don't know. I don't think it said.
Okay. Most other probiotics, they recommend keeping them refrigerated. And if you read the literature of most everybody else's probiotics, you'll find out that they're made in a very short period of time, and they don't have, very good life. Dr. O'Hara literally ferments his for either 3 or 4 years. I can't remember what it was. And as a result, staying at room temperature is absolutely no problem at all. There may be some other products out there that are as good, but I certainly haven't run into them yet, Daryl.
Well, on your recommendation, Dr. O'Hara is all I take. It's just my question was, would I be getting additional benefit from them if I were taking digestive enzymes as well?
Well, the digestive enzymes are part of the Dr. O'Hara's product.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah, that's part of the, what happens naturally when these things are fermented naturally and done over the period of time. You got everything you need right there in the one capsule.
Excellent news.
Yep.
All right, one more quick question.
Sure.
The big event coming up in January.
Yep.
Is this a kid-friendly event? Or
well, that's an interesting question that I hadn't thought about, and I texted Doug about it, and the answer is to come in person to Allen. Children are probably not going to be allowed because we're just going to have too many people. The only open question is can significant others come, you know, under one membership? And I think that's going to be done. I think what Doug's worried about is how many people are going to be there. And the children situation is something where we're probably going to encourage people just to watch at home on their computer.
Okay, well, as long as they can do that, that ought to be fine. Because goodness knows, to a 10-year-old, I'm a rock star.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of folks there. We're going to have so many people that are part of the seminar. And this venue is a wonderful venue in Allen. It's terrific, but it's not gigantic. So we're going to have to be a little bit careful about how many people physically come versus how many just pull it up on dirtdoctor.com and watch the production at home.
Okay, then.
Okie doke.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Take care.
And that's the January the 19th seminar. It's for members. You become a member of the Organic Club of America by going to dirtdoctor.com. Look over on the left-hand side there. Click on the button. It'll tell you all about it. And we'll be continuing to update you on who the speakers are. And also, some of the people will be there won't be necessarily making formal talks, but they'll be there with a table type booth and answering questions and having displays and things like that. And Daryl, with his snakes and snake information, will be one of those. Dave in Grapeland next up. Hey, Dave.
Yes, I've got a bad infestation of these large red ants. They are making a mess here, and I live on this sandy land, and they're so deep, they're bringing up red dirt to make these mounds, so they're pretty deep. And I sure would like to get rid of them.
Well, Dave, to be honest with you, no, you don't. You don't want to get rid of them because they're very beneficial. And you just mentioned one of the reasons why, bringing up the mineral soil from down below up to your infertile sandy soil is a great benefit to you. Now, if the red ants, or they're called harvester ants, are in a place where they're a problem, you know, right outside the front door or near some place where you go that people would get into or whatever, you can make them move easily, but you don't want to kill them because they're extremely beneficial. The way you get them to move is pretty simple. You take a shredded mulch and you pile the shredded mulch over that great big bare mound, and they don't like that, but it doesn't hurt them. They will move to another location. And if they move to another location that's still a problem, you do it again. But having the red ants, the harvester ants, on your property is a benefit.
Well, I tell you, we had 8 1/4 inches of rain here a while back, and they where they had been taking dirt up, I had a sinkhole. It was about 9 foot by 7 foot by about 6 foot deep.
Well, get them to move around. Mulch several of them, and you can antagonize them enough to where you'll end up, you know, with just a few, and the others will move on somewhere else. They do make large mounds. These, now that I've said what I've said, let me back up 1 second. These aren't the kind of ants that crawl up on the plants and eat the foliage off and take the foliage back down in the mound, are they?
Well, we've got those, too.
Okay, those are a problem. Those are the Texas leafcutter ants, and they're a problem. The big old red ants, the harvester ants, are really good for the soil. The changing of the soil to a more healthy condition, biodiversity on your property, and the whole thing. They're moving seed around, and they're really doing some good stuff. So mulch them and cover them up, and they'll go away. And actually, the Texas fire ants, you can also do the same thing. They don't like mulch much either. If you put a fine textured mulch on the little paths where they're moving around and you drench their mound with sulfur, wettable sulfur, and water, you can get rid of them as well as with any technique that is out there.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. And open line all of a sudden here for you if you want to jump on at 866-444-3478. Ann in Granbury next up. Hey, Ann.
Hi there. I have a question about our lawn. We haven't treated our lawn with any kind of fertilizer, organic or any at all, in the last 4 years. And we've gone organic at our house over the last 4 years. So my husband, about 5 years ago, used a chemical fertilizer and almost burned the lawn up. So that's why we went organic.
Well, good.
So, but we listen to you all the time now, and we try to follow everything you say.
Well, good.
So the question is, our lawn really needs something. We know that. So we were going to use the Nature's Guide, like chicken boot. And I wanted to know, can we do it now, or do we have to wait till the spring? I mean, would it be beneficial to do it now, or would it just be a waste of our time?
Well, if you haven't fertilized in forever, which is what your case is, fertilizing any time would be good. The chicken manure products, I've got really pretty strong mixed emotions about now because of pharmaceuticals and various kinds of things. It's okay, and I would still use them in certain situations. But to be honest with you, Ann, the very best first application to do would be dry molasses, and right now would be an excellent time to do it. In your situation, nothing will help you better. Dry molasses at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, then use the chicken manure product early spring. We're going to start talking about fertilizing in January as soon as we have some fairly warm weather. So do dry molasses now, and then that product that you already have there will be fine to use in January or February.
Okay.
All right.
So wait till January.
Okay. But get some dry molasses out now.
Okay. Oh, now, let me back up for just a second. I forgot. He did do dry molasses.
Okay.
But about 3 months ago. Should we do it again?
Not necessarily. You can wait and do it next time. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk, and I'll be back right after this.
Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at DirtDoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we've got wide open lines if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. For those of you who are not members of the Organic Club of America and are not watching the webcast and haven't seen this chainsaw that I've been talking about, it's on Facebook now. And this is one of the things that will be at the seminar. This whole line of products from steel that are run by lithium batteries, this battery right here, are just incredible. And to just give you an idea how quiet this non-toy chainsaw is, that's the sound that it makes. And you don't have to buy gas and mix gas. You don't have to, have all the issues that are related to gasoline power. Not that gasoline power is bad. I've got a gasoline steel chainsaw that is great. It's just that this one's even better. And the whole line of products. If you think that's cool, that chainsaw is cool, well, you see the lawnmower. The lawnmower uses the same battery, lasts a great long time for a battery. It recharges very quickly in the simple charger. I didn't bring the charger here today. I thought the battery had run down. I just had the chain brake on. That gives you an idea. But the little lawnmower, extremely lightweight, easy to use. It catches clippings if you want to do that, or it has a mulching attachment that grinds up the clippings, and it has a 14-inch cut. They're going to have a bigger one later, but the current one's 14-inch cut for And we really, and I was talking to Bob Webster about this on his show yesterday, we're all recommending that you have less and less grass, that you go to more ground covers and mulch areas and decomposed granite and perennial beds and things like that, so you don't have to mow and water and take care of as much grass. So especially people that are getting more compact in their landscaping, as far as the turf goes, this mower is perfect. And for those of you who think, well, those are just toys, those are silly, they won't work, there are commercial companies, too, already in Dallas that are using them in their commercial operations. So Stihl is STIHL, by the way. Fantastic company. They'll be there demonstrating, showing off these products at our seminar. 866-444-3478. Here's Mike in North Richland Hills. Hey, Mike.
Hello, sir. How are you
doing? Doing great. Doing great.
Okay, I had five trees run past you real quick.
Okay.
Okay, for Dallas, Fort Worth. Italian buckthorn, California laurel, the pinion pine.
Whoa, so hang on. Let's go one at a time. What was the first one?
Italian buckthorn.
Italian buckthorn.
These are all evergreens.
I've never heard of Italian buckthorn, Mike. I'll have to look that one up. Carolina buckthorn is a native tree here that's gorgeous. It's one of my favorite little native ornamental trees, but I don't know what it the one you mentioned is. Italian buckthorn. I'll look
it
up.
It's a Mediterranean tree.
Okay. Don't know.
Okay. Next one is also Mediterranean climate, is a California laurel. Umbellularia California.
Yeah, the laurel trees out there would not do well here. You're going to have some freeze damage problems with that. Next one.
I did some research. It survived minus 14.
Really?
Yeah, from the university system.
Interesting.
Some of their material.
Okay.
Okay, next one, Pinus edulis.
What's the common name of that one?
Pinyon pine.
Well, pinyon, yeah, I had pinyon, that's right, in my book at one time. We actually had some growing here.
Yes,
the problem, not many, we had a few. The problem with pinyon is that the soil is really not very well adapted to it in the black and white soils, which is what I assume you have in North Richland Hills. The Italian stone pine is far, far better than that choice for here.
Got that. Got that in my front yard.
Kay.
Okay, next one, cork bark oak. According to my research, part of the native range is very similar to DFW.
Well, it is, but not good enough. One of my old tree friends from the past out in Flower Mound had some growing out there, and they were doing pretty well. Very interesting. The bark is cork. I mean, it is a really interesting tree. But the freezes, Mike, of 1983 and 84 completely killed them.
Man.
Now, we may not.
Last one, California Christmas holly.
California Christmas holly, it'll need acid, sandy soils, I'm almost positive. Be worth a try.
If I research it, it'll do fine in either acid or alkaline.
Yeah, you'll see that written about a lot of plants, and people don't understand quite how alkaline our black and white soils are. It would suffer just a little bit. For example, I'll give you something to think about. I am a proponent of some of the American hollies for Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I've got them in my books, the Savannah holly and the East Palatka holly and Foster holly. Those are in that category. There are other gardening advisors who will say that those will not grow here, that they will become chlorotic. Well, under an organic program, they'll do extremely well. There's no problem with them at all. There's some really huge specimens around. But if you're using synthetic fertilizers and the things that we don't recommend, all of those that are a little bit marginal will have some big, big problems. But that one you mentioned, I haven't personally grown, but it would have a little bit of a tendency to have an alkaline.
It's not an Ilex. It's a heteromeles.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Arbutifolia.